watch," said Carrot. "It's very big." "That's because of the clockwork. There has to be room for all the little wheels. The small watches just have those little time demons in, and they don't last anyway. They keep rotten time. Ding, 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 a ding, 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 dingle, ding."
"And it plays a tune," said Angua.
"Every hour," said Carrot. "It's part of the clockwork. Ding, 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 ding."
"And it chimes the hours afterwards," said Carrot.
"It's slow then," said Sergeant Colon. "All the others just struck. You couldn't miss them." "My cousin Jorgen makes ones like these," said Cuddy. "They keep better time than demons or water clocks or candles, or those big pendulum things."
"There's a spring and wheels," said Carrot.
"The important bit," said Cuddy, taking an eyeglass from somewhere in his beard and examining the watch carefully, "is a little rocking thing of me that stops the wheels from going too fast."
"How does it know if they're going too fast?" said Angua.
"It's kind of built in," said Cuddy. "Don't understand it much myself. What's this inscription here?"
He read it aloud.
"A watch from your old friends in the watch."
"It's a play on words," said Carrot. There was a long, embarrassed silence. "I chipped in a few dollars each from you new recruits," he added, blushing. "I mean, you can pay me back when you like, if you want to. I mean, you'd be bound to be friends once you'd got to know him." The rest of the watch exchanged glances. He could lead armies, Angua thought. He really could. Some people have inspired whole countries to great deeds because of the power of their vision, and so could he. Not because he dreams about marching hordes or world domination or an empire of 1,000 years. Just because he thinks that everyone's really decent underneath and would get along just fine if only they made the effort. And he believes that so strongly. It burns like a flame which is bigger than he is. He's got a dream, and we're all part of it, so that it shapes the world around him. And the weird thing is that no one wants to disappoint him. It'd be like kicking the biggest puppy in the universe. It's a kind of magic.
"The gold's rubbing off," said Cuddy, "but it's a good watch," he added quickly.
"I was hoping we could give it to him tonight," said Carrot, "and all go out for a drink."
"Not a good idea," said Angua.
"Leave it until tomorrow," said Colon. "We'll form a guard of honour at the wedding. That's traditional. Everyone holds their swords up in a kind of arch."
"We've only got one sword between us," said Carrot glumly. They all stared at the floor.
"It's not fair," said Angua. "I don't care who stole whatever they stole from the assassins, but he was right to try and find who killed Mr. Hammerhock, and no one cares about lettuce nibs."
"I like to find out who shoot me," said Detritus.
"Beats me why anyone would be daft enough to steal from the assassins," said Carrot. "That's what Captain Vimes said. He said you'd have to be a fool to think of breaking into that place." They stared at the floor again.
"Like a clown or a jester," said Detritus.
"Detritus, he didn't mean a cap and bells fool," said Carrot in a kindly voice. "He just meant you'd have to be some sort of idiot."
He stopped. He stared at the ceiling.
"Oh my," he said. "It's as simple as that?"
"Simple as what?" said Angua.
Someone hammered at the door. It wasn't a polite knock. It was the thumping of someone who was either going to have the door open for them or break it down. A guard stumbled into the room. Half his armour was off and he had a black eye, but he was just recognisable as Scully Muldoon of the Day Watch. Colon helped him up.
"Been in a fight, Scully?"
Scully looked up at Detritus and whimpered.
"The buggers attacked the watch house."
"Who?"
"Them."
Carrot patted him on the shoulder.
"This isn't a troll," he said. "This is Lance Constable Detritus. Don't salute. Trolls attacked the Day Watch."
"They're chucking cobbles."
"You can't trust them," said Detritus.
"Who?"
said Cully.
"Trolls.
Nasty pieces of work, in my opinion,"
said Detritus, with all the conviction of a troll with a badge.
"They need keeping an eye on."
"What's happened to Quirk?" said Carrot.
"I don't know. You lot have got to do something."
"We're stood down," said Colon. "Official."
"Oh, don't give me that."
"Ah," said Carrot brightly. He pulled a stub of pencil out of his pocket and made a little tick in his black book. "You still got that little house in Easy Street, Sergeant Muldoon?"
"What? Well, yes, what about it?"
"Is the rent worth more than a farthing a month?" Muldoon stared at him.